Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16, letter 5822, Baruch Hashem, the third of Marchesh and Tovshin Ches, Brooklyn, Harav Agon, Vavzil Chosi. We learned about him already. Marein Hillel Sheyichya Medalia. He at that time was in Leeds. And he also happens to be, it's brought down, that this Medalia's father was the Rav of Moskva, and he was, says, a son-in-law of Buduber Karasik, which was my great mother's great grandfather. He was the author of the Sforim, but we're not really related. I think I said that I figured out that my great grandfather, this Duber Karasik, he married for a second time. And his wife brought in a daughter, and that daughter was married Medalia. That's why it's not our mishpacha. That's what I saw. I remembered from what my mother telling me. Allah shalom bracha. Now he writes to the Rebbe something about a birthday. So the Rebbe says, and how appropriate today is the 44th birthday of our dear son, Levi. We'll wish him a happy birthday. So the Rebbe says, as of now, I only find it in one place I found about this, and that is in the Yerushalmi. The Rebbe says in Rosh Hashanah, Gimel Ches. And the Rebbe says that on the birthday, a person's good fortune has greater strength, overpowers. But the Rebbe says that is also understood just from the commentary on the pasuk, that on a birthday, what's the birthday? That it says, "Bahayomim o'ele," with regards to the Megillah, it says, these days, niskorim v'nasim, they're mentioned, and then they become. What does it mean? That every day, when it comes the year, on the day of the year, all matters go back to their origination. And basically, meaning this day of the year now goes back to the way it was originally on that day. And the evidence on this is known from the halacha of the Mishnah in Gittin, in the end of chapter 3, that the wine which is in the barrel so changes when the year comes up from the day that the grapes were harvested. So that means that the harvest of the grapes impacts later on the wine that's in the barrel. So the birth date of the grapes makes a difference that exactly a year later, there is a change that corresponds to the day they were born. So in any event, the Rebbe says, we have known that this is actually Maaseh Rav, meaning that when act is practiced, that becomes a proof that it's so. That is even stronger than an idea. So it's not even a logical thing. So therefore, since it's stronger than an idea, so then it's even stronger than a pasuk. Why? The Rebbe agrees the Gemara, Ksubas Chabez Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, if it's a svara, why do we need a pasuk? So which means that so the Maaseh Rav is greater than a svara. A svara, we don't need a posse. And this was conducted by our holy Rebbes, even though they did it in a quiet way. The Rebbe blesses him. So while this letter is dated for tomorrow, but we're learning it today. Today is Beis Cheshvan, and this is a very special moment for us, especially that we had our great grandson born at this day while the mother was in labor for 2 days beforehand, and we didn't We didn't really expect, we thought that she's going to have the baby, and she waited with the baby until, so somehow, we don't know the mysterious things, but, and the fact that this is also a letter addressed to a family member who comes, has a connection to Duber Karasik, which was my mother's great-grandson. So all of these things tie in so beautifully that I'm very inspired by this. And what the Rebbe's argument in this letter basically is to tell him, he says, why are people making a birthday? Who says a birthday is anything? It's nothing. The Rebbe says, no. Not only is it a Yerushalmi, which is a Talmud Yerushalmi, but the Rebbe says this comes from a Pasuk. It's also an idea the Rebbe brings from Halacha. And the Rebbe brings the practical, our Rebbe's did it, so therefore we should celebrate birthdays. Now you're going to ask me, why do we celebrate a birthday after the person has already passed from this physical world? But that's not true. As you know, we always say the chapter of Tehillim of after the passing as well. And the Rebbe brings Yesh Bagar Bakever, that there is an association even after the person leaves this physical world. So today, thank you, we're celebrating the birthday of Levi. May he be a good better for all of us. And I'm sure that he blesses us. And we have a little clip in which on his birthday, he had a video in which he had a class and he was giving people the blessings. He says, people say that I have the power to bless, and I'm going to bless each and every one of the participants in the class. So with his power of blessing and his special day, I extend it also to our class, and may we be merit to be together physically with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu and B'mehru Yomeinu.